Driver. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Robin.
I'm sorry?
Robin.
Hi, Robin. How can I assist you today?
I received a flyer for service, and I wanted to ask a few questions to see if it's something we want to sign up for.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions about Archtop Fiber. You can go ahead.
It says $69.99 a month. Are there any fees? Like, what would the total bill be after everything? Taxes, fees?
So originally for the 1 gig fiber internet, it's $79.99. Can you hear me?
What is the extra $10?
Yeah, so the cost for the 1 gig is $79.99, but when you do get the $10 discount, it comes down to the $69 and the 99 cents. That is what you'd be paying. There's no additional taxes. There's no payments for installation, no payments for the equipment. It would just be the flat fee of the $69.99. That's when you sign up for auto pay using your checking or savings account, and also use paperless billing as well.
Can't do auto pay with a credit card?
Yes, you can use a credit or debit card, but instead of getting it for the $10 discount, you'd only get $5 off.
So it locks that price in the $69.99 for 2 years, and then it would go up to the $79 or whatever?
Well, no. The price is currently $69.99. We have no intention as yet as it relates to raising the price. So after 2 years, if it's the case that we don't decide to change the price, it would still be the $69.99. It's just that we're guaranteeing you that if we do decide to change the price now, you'd still be getting it for the $69.99.
Oh, okay. The $79, you're just saying that was like the regular price without the discount? Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, so there's no extra fees or anything on top of that. That's good. And
no.
Then how does it... What is the comparison versus Spectrum?
I'm sorry?
Do you know how it compares versus, like, Spectrum service?
Well, what I do know that with the Archtop Fiber, it's fiber. We do run the wire under the ground, which causes less disconnection. So we're not affected by the weather compared with the other the internet companies that are aerial. I'm not sure about Spectrum themselves, but what I do know that you'd be getting 1,000 megabytes per second upload, and you'd be getting the same speed download as well. If it's the case that you're supposed to have any issue at all, we could send out a technician the same day just to make sure that everything works well.
And then how long would it take to set up if we sign up?
If you sign up, when would the installation take?
Yeah.
Well, it just depends on your area. I could check to see if we do service your area. If it's the case that we do, we can schedule your installation 5 days out.
And then when it says up to 1,000 megabytes per second, what does that mean? Like, what is it generally?
I'm sorry?
On the flyer, it says speeds up to 1,000 megabytes per second. Is that, like, when it says up to, what does that mean? Like, is it generally that speed?
So, yeah. So, we would be sending out the full 1 gig to your home. Just remember that, like, your devices, most devices, for example, your phone might not be able to process the full 1 gig, but you'd be getting the 1 gig to your home.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to sign you up for service?
Do you want to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Do you want me to check first if we do service your area?
Yep.
What's your address?
29 South Road, SOUTH, in Mount Marion. It's 12456.
You said Mount Marion?
Yeah.
me one moment, please. All right, 29 South Road, Mount Marion, New York, right? All right, so yes, we do service that area. I could continue with the sign up. Do you have a home or business?
Home.
And would you be interested in the 1 gig fiber internet for the $79.99 that you can get for $69.99?
Yes. What would we have to do with the service we have currently? Do we have to cancel that ourselves first? Or
What we recommend is that you wait until Archtop Fiber do the install so that you can have consistent connection until you decide to cancel with Spectrum. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. How big is your home?
About 1,300 square feet.
Are you interested in getting any extender?
Is that recommended for that size house?
Hello?
Size house?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, usually we do recommend that you can get an additional one extender just so that you are able to use the internet efficiently throughout your home. You can try without the extender now, and if you do decide to get one, you can call us back and we can add it on. For the extender, it's an additional $7.99 per month. Do you want me to add one now, or do you want to wait first?
Like, where's the main one? Where, in there, does that have to be? Like, what is the distance that it's, like, really good for without the extender? Like, how far apart do you usually put them?
What
size usually does it, like, cover? Yeah.
Yeah, so usually with the 1 gig, it usually should cover up to 1,250 square feet, between 1,000 and 1,250. Usually after that, we usually do recommend that you get an additional extender.
You said it could be added. We could try it without first?
Yes, that is correct. And if you do decide that you do need it, then we can send a technician out to add it for you.
Does it take a while, or no?
No, we usually can send out someone the same day or the next day.
Okay.
Are you interested in getting the phone service?
The phone service? I don't. What is that?
Okay. Like the landline service.
Oh, how much is it?
The landline, it's additional $24.99.
A month? Not at this time.
Okay, and just to confirm, the address is 29 South Road in Mount Marion, New York, 12456. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you rent or own the property?
Own.
Your power, phone cable, utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
No.
Could I have your first name, please?
Robin, R-O-B-I-N.
Last name?
La Peruta, L-A, capital P as in Peter, E-R-U-T-A.
Okay, so that's L's in Lima, A is in Apple, P, you said capital P, P is in Peter.
P is in Peter, yep.
E is in Echo, R is in Romeo, U is in Umbrella, T is in Tango, and E is in Apple.
No. You got most of it right. After the capital P is in Peter, it's E, R, U, T is in Tango, A.
A is in Alpha?
Yes.
Okay. And what email address do you want to add on file?
It's all lowercase. It's R O B I N L A P E R U T A at gmail.com.
Okay, so it's your first name, last name at gmail.com. The primary phone number?
845-246-3893.
I lost you for a second. 845-246-3893. Okay, thank you for that information. And just to repeat, it's 845-246-3893, correct?
Yes.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
I guess phone.
I'm sorry?
I mean, I guess phone is probably best.
Phone alone? Do you want to include text or email?
Yeah, yeah. Any of that is fine. I do have a question. Like, when are they scheduling to set these up for?
So once I do go on the scheduling page, as I said, it should be 5 days out. But I'll be able to tell you the installation dates and time once I'm finished with the order process.
Okay.
I'm just going to read some disclosures for you. Did you choose all three for the text, email, and phone? Or just...
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read some disclosures for each. For the text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text message, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your phone portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes.
And then for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts, special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking on subscribe at the bottom of the emails.
Is it possible just to get account-related emails, or does it send all of them?
No, but I can just leave the email part out and let it be text and phone.
Okay.
For the phone, do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone number you provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase.
Sure.
Okay. All right, so just to go over the order with you, it's a home location. You're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for $79.99. You're not interested in any Wi-Fi extender at the moment. You're not interested in the phone service. The address is 29 South Road, Mount Marion, New York, 12456. You own the property. Your utility wires, they're through the air, and your billing address is not different from your service address.
That's correct, but how do we get the discounted rate?
Yes, so you get the $10 off once we sign you up with using your checking or savings account and also sign you up for paperless billing, which we can do during this call.
Okay, so it has to be paperless billing also for the discount?
That is correct.
Do you get like a text or any kind of reminder messages before the payment goes through?
Yes, you do, and also you do get you get access to eCare where you can manage your bills, see your payments.
Is that an app or online or what do you?
Yeah, it's on the website on arch.fiber.com.
Okay.
All right, give me a moment, please. All right, so just sending through your order. Just give me one moment, please. All right, so as part of the order process, I'm going to need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. The deposit will, well, this will not affect the credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to meet the minimum deposit before installation. All right. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a withdrawal deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me one moment. I'm just putting in some information here. And also, to do the credit check, I'm going to need your social security number. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Your last name is L-A, capital P-E-R-U-T-A.
Mm-hmm.
What's your social?
1 2 3 6 4 0 7 6 7.
Okay, thank you. All right, so no deposit is required. And as it relates to the discount, you said I could sign you up for auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you be using your checking account or your credit or debit card?
So you said it's $5 with a credit card or $10 with it?
So with a credit card or a debit card, it's $5 off, and if you use a checking or savings account, it's $10 off with paperless billing.
I guess the checking savings
account. The checking account?
Yeah.
All right, anytime you're ready, you can provide the routing number and the account number.
Routing is 2219 76243.
Account number
2004233001.
What's the name on the account?
Michael or Robin La Peruta.
You said Michael?
You know, mm-hmm. Or Ruppin, La Peruta.
Oh.
Either one. Do you know what day of the month these will go through?
Yeah, so the day that the service is installed on, that's the day that we will charge you.
And that'll be the first charge for that month?
That is correct.
Okay, so say it's like the 15th and every 15th of every month is when it would be charged. Yeah.
That is correct.
Okay.
Give me one moment, please. You said it's a checking account?
Yep.
Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes, that will be the $69.99, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
How did you hear about Arched Up Fiber?
We received a mailing.
Okay. Is there anything that our technicians should be aware of on your property?
As long as we know when they're coming. We let the dog out in the yard, but that's all I can think
Any
of.
Any buried wires or septic tank?
Oh, there's a wire in the front for the satellite dish.
Is it buried?
Yeah, it's buried.
Okay.
But it just goes straight out from the front of the house to it, pretty much, right? And our septic is in the front yard too. So do they like tell us where they're going to dig before they do it so we can make sure it's an
Yes, that
okay
is
spot?
correct. Yes, so all right, so all I need to do now is just to go over the disclosures with you, and then I'll set the installation date and time, all right? So I'm just going to go over the disclosures first. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect to your service. They may install the job cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the date of your installation. But you usually do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. You said you currently have Spectrum, so just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound? I'm sorry?
What equipment will be in the house from it?
Our router and a modem.
Just the modem and the router.
And we just choose the
Can you hear me?
Yes, we just choose the Wi-Fi name and password.
Yeah, so once you have the modem and router, the technician will set you up with HomePass, where yes, you can choose your Wi-Fi name, change your Wi-Fi password, be able to see all of the devices that are connected to the internet. You'd have personalized settings. Can you hear me?
They do the digging and the inside equipment
I'm
on
sorry?
the day it's set up. On the day they come and it's set up, they do the digging and the inside equipment all on that day.
Well, the day before, they'll just come to the location to determine just to see where they would run the wire. And then on the day of the installation, it usually doesn't take more than 1 hour and 30 minutes, but 1 to 2 hours basically, and that's when they'll just run the wire along your home and install the box, the ONT gateway.
Okay, but they'll let us know the day they're like deciding where to put it and stuff too.
That is correct.
Okay.
So do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, include its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Sure.
All right, so let's choose a date and time. The earliest date we have available is on the 16th. That's on a Friday.
Then I don't think I'll be able to do it before the 20th.
Okay, so you want to do it Tuesday the
Gonna
20th, Wednesday the 21st?
I guess Tuesday, the 20th is fine.
Okay. 8 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 10 a.m.
1 p.m.
All right, so please confirm the appointment August 20th at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
1 to 3, sure. Yeah.
Okay, and the name is Robin Laporta Peruta. That's L-A-P-E-R-U-T-A. Your email address is robinlaperuta at gmail.com. And your phone number is 845-246-3893. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You want them to let you know once they're coming to the location.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we, like, don't have our dog outside or anything.
Okay. All right.
Do they do that by
so,
text or phone?
Yes.
Or?
Yes. Being that you did choose phone or and text, they'll let you know. So, know that the installation is scheduled. You'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you'll have the ability to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, all right?
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
If we need to change anything, we just call this number back?
That is correct.
Okay.
No problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today, Robin. Enjoy the rest of today, and thank you for calling our Archtop Fiber.
All right, thank you.